This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody, it's Monday. This is Living It Up While Beginning Again. Mm-hmm. We hope you had a great weekend. How are you, honey?
Doing awesome. Yeah, and you know, we have a wonderful topic today. I just want to read it to you. God loves us just as we are, mm-hmm. not because of how well we perform. When we learn to love ourselves like that, man, then we start doing His will.
We do.
You know, in Job, not Job, but Job 34:19, it says, He doesn't care how great a person may be, and He pays no more attention to the rich than to the poor. He made them all.
Mm-hmm.
Man. You know what? I tell you right now, one of my hang-ups was years ago was that I didn't think that God would love me the way I was. And you know, many of us think that we got to clean our act up. Got to stop all these addictions. You got to stop all these habits. You got to dress better. You got to, you know, be perfect before you can even think about coming to God. But you know what? Read the Bible, because everyone that God picked, they had some serious issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but when they gave their life and their will over to God, then they started overcoming it.
You know, if we could all just grasp that God loves us just like we are, mm-hmm. what a relief that is. And if we have self-hatred, that's hard to do, because if you don't like yourself, then you don't love yourself. Why would you think, you know, God loves you? And you could even get into some really sick thinking and think, well, if he really is everybody's father, why does he care about me?
Yeah.
Well, he does care about you.
Right.
When you can see yourself as his only child and develop your relationship with those thoughts in mind, it's awesome. And that changed things for me, because yeah. God is that for me. He's that for you, honey.
Oh, yeah.
He's that for everybody listening. You're like His favorite child.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you make that shift and you begin to live your life like that, because He is sitting right next to you. He's in the car with you. He's everywhere that you are. He wants to be with you all the time, because He is with you all the time.
Right.
And it is a relationship. The most important relationship that you have or will ever have is with Him. And He loves you just like you are.
You know, the scripture that I read was out of Job. And I really encourage you to read the book of Job. Because, believe it or not, I mean, once you read it, it's very encouraging, okay, to know that how one man's faith can be so astounding. But one of his friends, and his name was Elihu, was giving Job some advice. And what he was telling Job was that God watches our actions. He takes notes of our deeds. He punishes us without need of further examination.
Mm.
Well, you know what? That is not the God of the Bible.
And that's not really a person you want to be friends with.
That's right.
No.
Yeah, like, you know, Elihu, get away who.
Yeah.
You know?
Give me some Ali from Ali,
yeah.
Whatever his name is, honey.
But, you know, this is not the God of the Bible.
Mm-mm.
Okay? He was totally disconnected with God.
Mm.
Okay? The advice he was giving him was not the right advice. God looks at the heart, is endlessly patient, and is slow to anger and quick to forgive.
Mm.
Now, that is the God of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so, He loves you just the way you are.
Right.
Just the way you are, you know. I mean, I remember when I gave my life to Christ, I think I had on shorts and thongs and a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching men break things and lift weights, you know, Team Impact. And I came as I was, mm-hmm. broken, mm-hmm. at my rope's end.
That's right.
Been searching for all my life why I had a void inside my heart. And the next morning, he showed himself to me. And so God accepted me just the way I am. And I'm so grateful for that. Because in today's society, we're so judgmental. Okay? Media, you know, with these models and stressing perfection and all this. You know what? Perfection is not attainable. Mm-hmm. Period. But desire and purpose is to go forward, to do the best you can do every day. Mm-hmm. There was one perfect one, and his name is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so, just be yourself.
What a relief.
I have to admit, I have a really, really goofy laugh. Okay? But I love to laugh.
Yes, you do. We both do.
You know? And I'll tell a joke, and before I even finish, I'll start laughing. Mm-hmm. My wife always says I'm my greatest audience. Well, I always tell her, well, at least I know someone's laughing. Just like then, you know. Mm-hmm. But in all honesty,
that's the way God made you.
I have to be myself. Well, you know what I mean?
That's the way he made you.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not out to please man.
Right. Those days are over.
Yeah. I want to please God.
That's right.
You know, mm-hmm. and the joy of the Lord makes me laugh. Makes me happy, mm-hmm. you know, because I just thank him every single day for saving me, you know. And so are you kind of in that dilemma to where you think, you know, well, God wouldn't want me the way I am?
You want to bet?
Or you walked away from him because maybe you made some mistakes? Well, God wouldn't want me anymore. Really? Really? Huh. Well, you know what? The God I know of, he walked up a mountain called Calvary. And he took punishment that none of us can even fathom. He was crucified to a cross. So you wouldn't have to think like that. That's our God. That's your God.
And if you're waiting for all the conditions to be right, if you're waiting for you to feel perfect, if you're waiting for everything to fall into place, you'll never do it.
I know.
He wants you now, just as you are. There's an old hymn, just as I am, yeah. just as I am. And he wants you just as you are. So don't be concerned with all that. That's the way the world thinks. Mm-hmm. God is so crazy in love with you. He loves you just like you are.
Yeah.
Don't try to figure it out. Let that go. If you're like me and you have a problem with overthinking, obsessively thinking, don't try to figure it out, because you never will. Just let it go and just say, I surrender all.
Yeah, I remember I was ministering to a man in downtown Dallas, and he was on crack, had left his family, living on the streets. I sat down next to him and I said, you know what, man, you know. And we just talked about football. We just talked about sports. You know, we started getting camaraderies, became friends. And then he asked me, he said, why are you sitting here with me? He said, you know what, man, you're in a bad part of town. He said, you could lose your life. And I told him, I said, you know what, Roderick? I said, I know where I'm going. My concern is, do you know where you're going? And he said, God wouldn't want me. I'm just too horrible. I said, that's why God wants you.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave his life to Christ. He's back with his family. Habitat for Humanity built him a new, brand new home. He's running an optical clinic. And he is on fire for Jesus Christ. Now you tell me there is not a God. There is. Mm-hmm. And he wants you.
And when he gets a hold of you, when you surrender, there's nobody going to know about those changes in you except you. Nobody right. knows the changes that took place in me but me. Mm-hmm. And nobody knows the changes that took place in Scott but Scott. But your testimony is powerful. And that belongs to you and nobody else. And that's when you'll know, because you've tried everything. And then all of a sudden, this God works. It's the most incredible day of your life.
Yeah.
So you don't have to wait.
That's right. You sure don't. And, you know, back to the scripture in Job, no one would be able to stand before Elihu's God and find mercy. But anyone who honestly submits to the true God through his son Jesus will always find mercy. So we want to give you that opportunity right now.
An opportunity to find mercy like you've never had before.
You bet. Come to him, man. If you're in your pajamas right now listening to us, if you're jogging or driving to work or whatever, and you've never given your life to Christ, here's your opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have, if you walked away, come on back, man. He's waiting for you. He loves you just the way you are. So, Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for everyone who's listened to our podcast. And, Lord, for those who don't know you and those who have walked away, I pray they pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Be Lord of my life. You died on the cross. You rose on the third day so I could begin again. Please forgive me, Father, of my sins, because I've asked you this. My sins are forgiven. You've thrown them as far as the east is to the west. Take my life. I need a Savior. And his name is Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Wow, this is really a great topic. It really touched me. I pray it's touched you as well. And we just want you to begin again while living it up every single day. And if you pray this prayer, or if you have a prayer request, let us know at info@livingitup.org. And we got a lot of people that want to pray for you.
So remember, God loves you just like you are, not because of how well you perform. And when you learn to love yourself like that, you're right in the center of his will.
Whew, amen.
Mm-hmm. We love you, and we look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
Have a great day.